This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We don't get criticized in the mainstream media when we talk about the spirit, we talk about God, we talk about this, because they all know it's real. And you go out and you look at people that serve this system, they just want to kill, steal, and destroy. They don't care. And I don't think of myself as an elitist. I'm scared because just since I was a child, I'm seeing less people that are upright, that are focused, that know what's going on. And to describe the general public now like NPCs or non-player characters, they're just not there anymore. I don't know how you guys just pulled up NPCs in 3 seconds, but I'm okay. Whoever's that quick, I'm impressed. But it really is what it comes down to. So you see Hollywood with James Cameron and Avatar. And Hollywood's like, this movie is the catch me out, it's the answer at all. They all know this. And I'm not going to tell you stories of people's names, but I mean, I've been out to Hollywood, I've been to the best parties, all that. It's horrible. It's like being invited to hell, but they are all aware of this, and they all know it. And either they're exiting Hollywood, or they're just caught in its snare, but they all get it. And so Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com, finishing up with that, you talk about, you know, our pre-Earth existence. Clearly, the Buddhists try to say it's like, you know, something like reincarnation, but that's not what it is. We've not been here before as this person. And genetically, we're composite of people that came before us, but that's only one level of it. But the system knows there's no such thing as atheism. Nobody that's a high-level practitioner even believes that. They all know there's a whole other level to this. This is a test, and they're trying to suppress the public not to think it's a test. So as the Calvinist, I guess, would say, or others, if we're predestined, but we still have free will, how does that mystery come together? Because I get we are predestined who we were before, we now are here, but then what's the point of the test? I mean, is there some percentage of people that could do different that are kind of on the line, or is it God showing people again what's happening, or is that a form of justice? Is it an appeal? Do people appeal and then they get sent to here, or what's happening?
Well, I don't think there's predestination, meaning it's beyond your control, that God is arbitrary and gives people light and others not so much light. I think we developed, it's a free market up there. God is God because he's the champion of justice, and he has the most support of anyone in the universe because it's the system of justice. But there's a lot of people innately that don't want justice. They want socialism because socialism offers them higher rewards than the free market will give you.
They can all gang up and dominate. Tyranny.
And that's why this is a war that goes beyond the veil that separates this earth. But we get a second chance here to prove ourselves. And I believe the people who tie into the still small voice of the spirit that speaks to your conscience, and you listen to those nervous feelings that stops you from doing what's wrong, and you listen to the promptings that pushes you to do things that you don't feel like doing, but you know you should. And when you develop the self-control skills to listen and to do what you're prompted to do, you really improve in life, and you come out better after this earth life than you were in the spirit world. But most people, I think, because of the veil, because they don't remember, because God purposely stays in the background and allows Satan, through evolution and other things, to replace God with socialism and with other political theories, they're enticed by that. And I think most people actually go downhill further in this earth life than they were before they came here.
So I mean, I think that's obvious. So is this like the slide into hell? Is that what earth is?
Well, it depends on what you do with earth. And everybody who learns to listen to conscience, and not just selectively, you know, every successful businessman learns to listen to conscience about financial decisions.
Exactly.
It's too bad that they don't let it hold over into the moral and the social.
Right. Anybody in business knows your gut's always right. That's the spirit. It's older. It knows. It has the sight. It's not past the veil. It is there. We have to connect to it.
That's right. That's right. And the more you listen to the temporal promptings of conscience, the more you get spiritual light information.
Powerful. Bill Skousen, thank you. Powerful. Come back and join us soon. Paul Watson takes over. Please stay with us. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified, clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented, even admitted in documents we've shown, that go after this whole corona family of virus. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these homeland security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us, there's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Summit Top News Headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
And online, we're going to get into a whole host of news, including the coronavirus, the latest on that. They've just had the record number of deaths in one day, over 100 people, according to official numbers, which, of course, we can completely trust because the Chinese Communist Party is so reliable, even as they disappear. Netizens into internment camps and gulags for daring to question the official explanation of what's going on. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Twitter and Facebook came out and said they would start removing and banning people for the very same reason that the Chinese Communist Party is removing people from their own homes and putting them in camps for questioning the source and the severity of the coronavirus outbreak. The World Health Organization has come out and once again dealt with the most pertinent, important issue when it comes to a potential global pandemic, which of course is making sure that nobody's feelings get hurt. They've renamed the coronavirus, even though the coronavirus name itself really has no geographical affiliation with China. They've named it something else, but they said the main reason for doing so was so people wouldn't feel stigmatized, which basically translates as people's feelings wouldn't be hurt. Once again, tackling the important issue when it comes to stopping the potential spread of a global pandemic, which is political correctness. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into Michael Bloomberg's comments on minorities being overrepresented in crime statistics, which of course we know never happened and is a complete lie. Or is it? We're going to get into that. First off, though, this story went up about 30 minutes ago on Summit.News. Suspect who plowed vehicle through voter registration tent admitted anti-Trump motive. Now, can you imagine if a Trump supporter had deliberately targeted a voter registration tent staffed by Bernie Sanders supporters or staffed by Joe Biden supporters? It, of course, would be Charlottesville 2.0. Thankfully, no one was injured, no one died, but it's since turned out that this indeed was a deliberate attack, politically motivated, fits the very description of an attempted terror attack. And, of course, it happened in Jacksonville on Saturday. Turns out the guy recorded on his video a statement before driving through this voter registration tent, actually recorded himself driving through it. For some reason, he missed the very end of the video where he actually plowed into the tent. Said he was very disappointed that he missed that. So this looks like it was probably meant to all be uploaded to social media. Of course, they're not going to go through his social media and find out what YouTube videos he was watching or who he was tweeting at. Because, of course, the story has all but disappeared already. If it had been the opposite way around, this would have been a national hysterical panic for at least a couple of weeks. Story says the suspect who drove a vehicle through a voter registration tent occupied by Trump supporters in Jacksonville admitted to police that he had an anti-Trump motive and told authorities, quote, someone had to take a stand.
They have the redacted, partially redacted police arrest report that's come out in the past couple of hours. 27-year-old Gregory Tim drove his van into a pro-Trump Republican voter registration drive tent to Jacksonville Walmart on Saturday and was subsequently arrested and charged with aggravated assault, criminal mischief, and driving with a suspended license. According to the arrest report, Tim told police he drove his van through the tent because, quote, someone had to take a stand. It was a political attack. Interesting that they did later find his Facebook page. No posts on his Facebook page since 2014, or at least none that can be seen from the outside if you're not friends on Facebook with this individual. So very, very strange how he's so radicalized to commit with literal a terror attack against Trump supporters, and yet his Facebook page has nothing whatsoever political on it since before Trump even ran for president. Very odd that, isn't it? You'd think that if he was that much of a hysterical, out-of-his-gourd Trump hater that he would be relentlessly posting on social media about how much he hated Trump and hated Trump supporters, didn't appear to be the case. Doesn't appear to have a Twitter account. In fact, his social media presence is minimal or non-existent. Very interesting, that, isn't it? Nobody's showing a lot of enthusiasm to go and find it, so we'll never know, I guess. Article continues. He also showed police a video he made of himself driving towards the tent as the victim stood in front of it. The video ended before Tim actually drove into the tent, a moment he described to police as the good part. So he was really upset that he didn't capture this attempted mass murder of Trump supporters on video. He was very upset about that. Tim also told police he made a video of himself prior to driving through the tent, but this video has not been made public. So he made some kind of statement to himself before embarking on this attempted terror attack, according to the arrest report. But again, details of that have not been released. Quote, the suspect advised that he does not like President Trump, according to the police report. That Tim did not show any emotion, recorded the aftermath of the incident, and gave an obscene gesture, which of course is when he flipped off the Trump supporters after attempting this attack. According to Mayor Lenny Curry, says, quote, what is clear is this individual drove up to a tent and was clearly registering voters with Donald Trump's name and attire around them, so he knew exactly what it was. Drove a vehicle at volunteers, that's what we know, looks pretty political to me. And as I ask in this article, will the media now dig through Tim's social media history to discover who radicalized him into attempting this act of terror, as they do whenever anyone on the right goes postal, whenever there's an example of right-wing extremism? The first thing they immediately do is try to exploit it to blame anybody whose YouTube video he liked or anybody he retweeted. We've seen that time and time again. Doesn't really happen on the flip side of the equation, does it? The media tries to shut down the story or basically ignores it, and it disappears very quickly. I saw, you know, a CNN report on this when it happened. After that, I didn't see anything after that. I don't think NBC reports on it. Didn't see a lot of reports from big news networks because, of course, the narrative is not very much in their favor. So the police report is out. It is redacted. There are some details in there which look very interesting, which have been blacked out for what reason, we don't know. But again, he's got no social media presence. But again, it's been confirmed that this was, let's call it for what it is, it was an attempted terror attack on Trump supporters, and by the end of the week, it will have completely disappeared from the news. Meanwhile, Trump calls Bloomberg a total racist for saying minorities commit the most crimes. Of course, this was a tweet that was deleted very quickly, and I'll tell you why it was deleted. Because Trump basically said the exact same thing both in 2013 and in 2016 during the presidential campaign. Of course, this audio tape of Mike Bloomberg giving a speech in 2015 where he was talking about stop and frisk. He was talking about minorities being overrepresented in crime stats in New York and across the country. Which, if you look at the FBI crime stats and the crime stats from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, he is, of course, completely accurate. The reason Trump deleted the tweet was because in 2013, Trump tweeted, and he hasn't deleted this tweet as far as I know yet, quote, Sadly, the overwhelming amount of violent crime in our major cities is committed by blacks and Hispanics. A tough subject must be discussed. Doesn't look like Trump or his supporters want to discuss it today because they, of course, joined on the dog pile onto Bloomberg, despite the fact that Trump is literally in a debate with Hillary Clinton in 2016, saying that stop and frisk worked, New York had massive problems with violent crime. This policy, which was continued by Bloomberg, had a massive impact in reducing those statistics. And of course, you saw the same thing in London, another big city which outpaced New York for stabbings last year during 1 month, whereby we had a massive restriction in stop and frisk in profiling. And then in the years after that, we had a massive increase in violent crime in London. So Bloomberg was right. This is not racist. It's based on FBI Justice Department statistics. He was a little hyperbolic, saying it was 95%, but what he said was generally true. And Trump said the same thing in 2013 and 2016. So it's somewhat strange that his supporters are now piling on Bloomberg for saying essentially what Trump ran on in 2016. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a lit underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Headline up on Summit News, Bloomberg gets cancelled for old speech saying minorities are overrepresented in crime statistics. This, of course, was from 2015. It resurfaced again last night via a Bernie Sanders supporter. And CNN, their main concern about it was that it was a political attack put out by a Bernie Sanders supporter. Not that Bloomberg was essentially right, and in fact Trump... They did not go after Trump for his hypocrisy on this, which tells you a great deal. Article says presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg is facing accusations of racism, saying minorities are overrepresented in crime statistics. Despite official numbers proving him correct, with polling for New Hampshire showing Bloomberg up in second behind Joe Biden, who apparently has already left and gone home because he's that confident of winning, a clip resurfaced from a talk Bloomberg gave to the Aspen Institute in 2015 where he discussed stop and frisk, which, as I said before the break, pretty much worked in New York to reduce violent crime. It was touted at the time as a success. He said in this audio clip, which is, again, it's nothing new, it's 5 years old, quote, 95% of murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take a description, Xerox it, pass it out to all the cops. They're male minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York, that's true in virtually every city, and that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of people that are getting killed. This immediately prompted the hashtag Bloomberg is racist to trend on Twitter, but it wasn't just Bernie Sanders supporters that were piling on Michael Bloomberg. It was Trump supporters, including Trump himself, who tweeted, wow, Bloomberg is a total racist, and Donald Trump Jr., who tweeted, oh my God, leaked audio of Michael Bloomberg talking about the high crime rates among urban minorities. Trump, President Trump deleted his tweet, Donald Trump Jr. didn't. But it's pretty odd, because as I said before the break, Trump literally ran on this same platform as the Law and Order candidate in 2016. In fact, in this article, I think I have indeed embedded the video from the 2016 debate with Hillary Clinton, where Trump is talking about how stop and frisk was a great success, how he supports it, and how he believes Hillary Clinton supports it, but she can't say she supports it for political reasons. There's also a Trump tweet from 2013 where he says, quote, sadly, the overwhelming amount of violent crime now in major cities is committed by blacks and Hispanics. A tough subject must be discussed. And people were discussing it, but only in the context of, oh my God, this proves that Michael Bloomberg is a racist. The stats don't tend to suggest that that's the case. They suggest that he's right. Now, he was obviously being hyperbolic in claiming that 95% of murders are committed by minorities. But if you look at the Bureau of Justice statistics, and we had all these debates, by the way, 6 years ago, during the whole Black Lives Matter, 2014 to 2016, where Black Lives Matter was this huge movement, massive protests, and indeed in some cases, Black Lives Matter supporters gunning down cops on the streets. That happened several times because they were radicalized by this rhetoric. They see white liberals kissing the feet of black Israeli, black power movement members, literally going down the line, kissing the boots of what is called an extremist hate group. Now, I'm not going to say that because I get called an extremist, but members affiliated with that group have been linked with actual crimes and shooting police officers dead. Going back to the article, though, Bureau of Justice Statistics. Again, we had all these debates 6 years ago during the rise of Black Lives Matter, The stats were readily available, not so readily available now. In fact, I looked for these on Google earlier, didn't come up. Didn't come up on the first page, didn't come up on the second page. It's not like I'm searching for some right-wing racist website, okay? These stats were listed with the links to the Bureau of Justice official website, with the link to the official FBI website, on channel4.com. Channel 4 is the most left-wing news organization in Great Britain that you can get, okay? They were talking about it back in 2015, 2016, because this debate was being had in the context of Black Lives Matter and all black people overrepresented when it comes to being killed by police. So these stats have been online, have been talked about for the past 6 years. Now it's very hard to find them on Google.com because they game their algorithm to relegate certain search results because of their partisan bias. But they are on Yahoo search, and that's where I found them. According to the Bureau of Justice statistics, black offenders committed 52% of homicides recorded in data between 1980 and 2008. Of course, this has become such common knowledge that it's basically a meme at this point. And I've put the link to the actual screenshot, which shows you that. Black people make up roughly 13% of the US population, since black men and non-black women commit the vast majority of homicides. That means 52% of the homicides, according to these statistics, are being committed by roughly 6.5% of the population. FBI figures also show 38.5% of people arrested for murder, manslaughter, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault were black, again, mostly black males, meaning that 38.5% of such crimes are being committed by roughly 6.5% of the population. 93% of black homicide victims were also killed by other black people, which again was not a narrative that Black Lives Matter was very keen on discussing between the years of 2014 and 2016. So was Bloomberg slightly hyperbolic in claiming that 95% of murders were committed by minorities? Maybe you could claim that, but his general point is completely dead on accurate, and it's proven by FBI and Bureau of Justice statistics. And then there's another clip which has also been flagged up over the past 24 hours in the midst of this controversy, where Bloomberg makes the point that these numbers are derived from victim reporting, which debunks the notion that police officers are unfairly framing black people as a result of institutional racism. And then, as some people pointed out on Twitter, including here Matt Walsh, many prominent pro-Trump personalities joined the attack on Bloomberg despite him being correct on the, quote, statistical realities of violent crime. Matt Walsh tweeted, "Conservative jumping on the Bloomberg is racist bandwagon, and now agreeing with the left that it's racist to discuss the statistical realities of violent crime. And all for the sake of bringing down a guy who wasn't going to win anyway. Dubious strategy, guys." So again, you've got a bunch of, in some cases, quite prominent pro-Trump personalities trying to counter-signal, trying to attack Bloomberg, again, trying to pander to this narrative that Trump is not a racist. They're never going to stop calling you or Trump a racist. There's no point in trying to counter-signal it. Get over it. In fact, there was a poll a couple of weeks ago which found that something like 93% of black people think that Trump's a racist. So, you know, from what I recall, he did get a few more black votes than Mitt Romney from 2012 to 2016 in comparison. But this narrative is not really going to prove to be a success electorally. So why a bunch of pro-Trump prominent media personalities are jumping on it is anyone's guess, again, given that Trump, as the law and order candidate, ran partly on this very same platform, the fact that minorities are overrepresented in crime statistics. And you can argue, is it IQ? Is it upbringing? Is it socioeconomics? That's a separate debate. There's no debate that they are overrepresented, because the FBI crime stats prove that in triple.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier. And get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of a 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented, even admitted in documents we've shown, to go after this whole corona SARS family of virus. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
England. It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan has revealed the winner of an award for diversity in advertising, and this ad, this commercial, this billboard for underwear is so diverse that it features absolutely zero white people. That's how diverse it is. London Mayor Sadiq Khan revealed the winner of an award for diversity in advertising, which featured, you guessed it, zero white people. He tweeted, "London's greatest strength is our diversity amidst record stabbings and violent crime, So he challenged advertisers to produce ads that better represented our BAME communities. The poster features six scantily clad brown and black people advertising Nubia, a company that sells underwear for people with darker skin tones. Khan said the ad was empowering, inclusive, just not very inclusive of white people because there wasn't even one token white person on there. Zuby, the rapper, who is black, tweeted, "How is making everybody black diversity? Can't we all just go back to being normal and get along? People are tired." No, they don't want you to get along. They want to create division. The judging panel praised Nubian Skin for their bold and empowering campaign, celebrating different body types and skin tones which are underrepresented in advertising, said Khan. Body types. He literally banned an ad from appearing in London that celebrated a certain body type. What body type was that? A thin, attractive, healthy woman. Because as respondents to the tweet pointed out, another body type and skin tone that is underrepresented in advertising, attractive white people. Since Khan has banned such advertisements from being seen, and there you see the Beach Body Ready ad, which of course, wasn't that back in 2015, I think, it was a long time ago now, which was banned from appearing throughout London, and probably throughout the country from what I'm aware of, because it body shamed fat people. So as long as you're fat and overweight and out of shape and lazy, you can appear semi-naked on advertising. If you're in shape, healthy, if you're promoting a positive example for young women to get in shape, that is not allowed and that will be banned. Of course, aside from Khan himself, we have a advertising standards authority in the UK which now bans advertisements that feature traditional gender roles. They banned a Volkswagen commercial in the UK last year for violating gender stereotypes because it showed a woman caring for a baby. She was also white, by the way. Another ad seen on the London Underground was allowed, featured a white character and lectured male commuters not to manspread. There was no advertisement telling women not to bag spread. Meanwhile, oh, by the way, they also banned another ad which featured a sexy female mechanic fixing a car because that violated gender stereotypes, apparently, or because she was just attractive and not overweight and obese. Meanwhile, the only ads featuring all white characters in London appear to be those encouraging white people to sterilize themselves, as you can see from this billboard, which is posted here at the bottom of the article. So that's your new award-winning diversity ad, features absolutely no white people. Meanwhile, another headline here, London Times says embracing traditional gender roles is a form of ISIS-style extremism. Yes. This was an article written by Julia Ebner in the London Times, who, by the way, she works for the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, ISD, a think tank that partners with national governments, Google and others, to counter hate and extremism in the UK. What's a new form of hate and extremism? Wanting to be a trad wife. The article states, trad wives meet the women radicalized into complete subservience to men. There's a growing online community of women are rejecting feminism, God forbid, in favor of submission to men. The techniques used to radicalize them are similar to those used to groom ISIS brides. They're literally comparing women who want to stay at home and adopt traditional gender roles and, God forbid, take care of their husbands, comparing them to ISIS brides, people like Shamima Begum, who is banned from the UK. Article continues, apparently women who choose to be subservient to men in the framework of a traditional marriage now represent an extremist movement, and this is not the first time they've come out with this narrative. A couple of weeks ago, of course, we had self-proclaimed anti-fascist researcher Becca Lewis, who tries to get YouTube to ban everyone she doesn't like. She reacted to a BBC piece about trad wives by labeling it literal white supremacist propaganda. Because, of course, in no other country across the world, not in Mexico, not in China, not in any African country, do we see traditional gender roles being embraced by anyone. That never happens, right? Only in white countries, even though, ironically, in white countries, those are the countries in which traditional gender roles are increasingly being embraced, or not being embraced at all, specifically because of this kind of propaganda. The New York Times also published an article asserting that mommy blogging is a virulent strain of white nationalism. So now I guess if you post YouTube videos with your baby in the kitchen as you're cooking dinner for your husband, that's now white nationalism. That's extremism. While young people are being encouraged to chase a lifetime of vacuous, promiscuous sex, mothers are being publicly shamed on national television, and this brings me to the clip. While they're telling people that it's an extremist form of white supremacy to want to adopt traditional gender roles, get married, have kids, they're publicly shaming mothers on morning television shows on major networks in major countries for taking care of their husbands. We have a clip here from the Today Show in Australia where they're doing exactly that. Let's roll the clip.
I want to take you back to the 1950s, or at least that's what I thought when I read this Brisbane mum's Facebook post. Brooke Smith shared her routine online. Here's what she said. I always make sure I don't go to bed until everyone's lunches are packed, their clothes are set out for the next day, including my husband's, and the house is clean, dishwasher is on, and a load of washing is on. I always get up early, 4:30, with my husband to make his breakfast and coffee. Go, Brooke. Whatever. I tell you what, though, Chrissy, I mean, a lot of people online are saying, well done, are praising her.
Who are these people? Has he hypnotized her or something? Who does this stuff? Making his breakfast and then putting his clothes out of a night? Is he disabled or something? Like, seriously. Like, get a grip. Get off your bum and do stuff yourself.
My only theory is that she might actually like her husband and she might actually like to get up at 4:30 and spend time with him. I mean, I like my husband, but make your own bloody breakfast and coffee. I mean, you know. The amazing thing, apparently this couple run an MMA fighting gym.
Oh, like mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial arts, and they also breed bulldogs, so they can do whatever they want.
I'm not arguing.
Hey, you know what, if it makes her happy, but I mean, nothing in that list of things there was, you know.
And she's got four children under the age of six.
But did you see her photos too? She still had time to like make her hair look beautiful and put her makeup on.
Women are
attacking
women.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, you're making the rest of us look bad.
Oh my God, she gets up in the morning to make her husband breakfast. She takes care of her four children. She should be publicly shamed. Who on earth would do that? Who has ever heard of anything like that? That's ridiculous, right? That's bad enough to publicly shame someone for that on national television. And you heard them scoffing. But now they're literally saying it's a form of extremism. This is how far down the road we are. So we've literally got young people trapped in this hellscape of modernity, of degeneration, to the point where we've got record high depression rates, record high suicide rates amongst young people. People are getting married later and later. They're engaging in this hedonistic lifestyle, which by all judgments is making them miserable and depressed. Now they're being told that if they want to get away from that, if they actually want to go back to traditional lifestyles, which may make them happy, they're on a par with ISIS brides. Meanwhile, UK celebrates man coming out as gay after 27 years of marriage with blanket media coverage. This was a TV host called Philip Schofield who, I think he's got three or four kids. He was married for 27 years before announcing on Instagram and on national television that he was gay. So he's basically been deceiving his family for 27 years. He was immediately hailed, celebrated, applauded. You can't stop progress. So getting up early in the morning to make breakfast for your husband and taking care of your children, that's bad, that's extremist. Coming out as gay after lying to your family for 27 years, that's stunning and brave.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all.
Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to get into the latest coronavirus news here in a second. Big developments there. First, I want to draw your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, where we still have available the InfoWars Live Select storable food at massive discounts. We have the one-year supply. We've got a whole bunch of different options. You can get the one-year supply, six-month, three-month, four-week, two-week, depending on your budget. This is, in the case of the one-year supply, 3,456 servings of healthy, delicious, storable food, drinks and snacks for 365 days, so up to 2,000 calories a day. Got a 25-year shelf life. Just add water, and again, if nothing happens, just eat the food and save a bunch of money anyway. Support this network. The five-star reviews are rolling in triplicate. It's got 4.7, 96% recommended on the independent reviews. We're under the biggest demand due to the surrounding world events. With each passing minute, orders will get more delayed in delivery. So secure your order today. InfoWars Live Select storable food. Delicious, easy to cook, and again, 25 years shelf life. Support this network. It's running out quick. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. As is the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's available at discount. We've got the Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste available, again, at half price. Who doesn't use toothpaste? You might as well get it from us. We also have the Ultimate Fish Oil Bodies, the Immune Support, the Joint Support product, as well as Ultra 12 and a bunch of other products, including InfoWars Life Knockout, the Sleep Aid, which is also available at discount. Bunch of great specials available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network by stocking up on those products today, with a particular focus on the storable food, because again, of world events which get crazier by the minute. And on that very subject, the latest with the coronavirus outbreak is that the World Health Organization is once again on the front lines of stopping the spread of this potential global pandemic by cracking down on people who might offend other people. Yes, they've declared war, not so much on the virus, but on people being offensive about the coronavirus. Headline: WHO gives coronavirus a new name to prevent stigmatization. Now, they've literally said this about four times now. It's like, yes, we get it. In their original statement, when they declared coronavirus a global health emergency, within that statement, about four different times, they said that one of the primary concerns was to not be xenophobic and to not stigmatize people, despite, of course, the fact that this is coming from one particular area on the planet. They put that in the original statement four times. That's not enough. They said it again last week, and now they've said it again, and they've renamed the virus to COVID-19, despite the fact that coronavirus doesn't really have any connotations with Chinese people, as in the actual, you know, grammatical use of the term itself. But they've renamed it to COVID-19, because apparently that's going to protect some people's fifis. The World Health Organization has given coronavirus a new name in order to prevent people feeling stigmatized. Because the first thing a global health authority tasked with preventing a mass deadly virus outbreak should be concerned about is political correctness. It's officially been renamed COVID-19 because, according to The Who, as they tweeted earlier today, quote, "We had to find a name that did not refer to a geographical location, an animal, an individual, or group of people." Despite the fact that they've done that numerous times before. What was it? The Middle Eastern respiratory illness was one of them. But now in 2020, political correctness rules supreme. They said having a name matters to prevent the use of other names that can be inaccurate or stigmatizing. So they're on the front lines of that. Respondents on Twitter had some fun with this. One of them said, quote, "Damn, I was going to name it Chinaman Nasty Virus 20. Another one asked, wait, so avoiding stigma is more important than saving lives? Another user remarked, quote, "At this age, people are just going to refer to it as the coronavirus or that virus from China because they kept eating the effing bats." Yeah, seems like it's going to stick, doesn't it? Meanwhile, Chinese propaganda video shows coronavirus victims in detainment facility dancing. You remember the scene out of 1984? With the mandatory exercise, Winston Smith? It looks kind of like that. A lot of the people dancing around, being choreographed by medics in hazmat suits, don't seem to be overly enthusiastic about it, probably because some of them have been kidnapped from their families, as we've seen in other videos. Apparently keen to offset video footage of screaming Chinese people being abducted from their homes and taken to detention camps, the ruling Communist Party put out a video showing mild coronavirus victims housed in a temporary hospital being directed to dance by workers in hazmat suits. It was published by the People's Daily, which is the official news organ of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. So this is the communist government. But basically, they're being ordered to dance around like in an internment camp, Winston Smith style. The tweet says, "Virus can't put out the passion for life." Tends to be contradicted by the other videos that we've seen over the past few days, one of which showed authorities beating up a woman for not wearing her surgical face mask. Another showed alleged coronavirus victims being chased down by authorities and dragged kicking and screaming to internment camps. Another video showed a woman trying to scale down a building to escape a quarantine. She loses her grip and falls to her death. That video got deleted by Twitter. Now again, if you want to claim that this is a massive medical emergency, you could make the argument that they need to enforce authoritarian measures. But people have asked the question, are these measures really conducive? Are they really corresponding with the notion that this is just the flu and that, what are we now? 1,000 people have died. They just had a record number of people dying today. In one day, it was over 100. People are asking the question, are these kind of measures, would these kind of measures be imposed if this was in line with the numbers that we've seen in terms of people being infected and people dying, the official numbers released by the communist Chinese? Of course, you can't question the official story because you get banned by Twitter and Facebook. They're imposing the exact same terms of service, the exact same measures that the Chinese government is imposing on their people. They've said 15 years in prison for sharing disinformation about the coronavirus. They've said the death penalty for anyone who infects somebody else deliberately with the coronavirus, which of course means it could mean somebody escaping from a quarantine internment camp. We have this headline out of nationalfile.com. Chinese authorities disinfect Wuhan with fleets of trucks spraying chemicals in the air. It looks absolutely apocalyptic. Again, is that overkill or is that an illustration of the fact that the numbers we've been hearing are in fact far worse than the official pronouncements? Meanwhile, Border Patrol officers at Dulles Airport find bag full of dead birds in passenger baggage from China. They claim it's pet food. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents at Washington Dulles International Airport seized a bag full of dead birds from the baggage of a passenger arriving from China. First of all, who on earth would be stupid enough to bring a bag full of dead animals from China into the United States at the height of a potential global flu pandemic? Second of all, they claim it's pet food. We've seen the dietary habits of Chinese people in light of this coronavirus outbreak. Quite eclectic, to say the least, aren't they? Quite eclectic. So they seize this bag of dead birds. It's apparently pet food. It's being marketed in China as pet food. Again, why not just feed them pedigree chum? It's absolutely disgusting. But again, how stupid do you have to be to try and bring this through an airport? So that's taking place. Zero Hedge reports, does a sudden surge in SO2 levels, that sulfur dioxide, suggest a huge surge in cremations across China? They're registering record surges in sulfur dioxide burns in both Wuhan and Chongqing, asking the question, are they burning bodies in huge numbers? But again, you can't ask those questions because you get banned by social media. Just like you'll get hunted down by the authorities in China if you ask similar questions. Zero Hedge reports again in this headline. By the way, we're not going to get time for the clip, but Senator Cotton was on NBC, or I think it was CBS this morning, asking these same questions. Are they lying about the severity? Are they lying about the source of the coronavirus outbreak, given that there was that bioweapons or bioresearch facility in Wuhan? I guess Twitter will now have to ban Senator Cotton. Zero Hedge reports, Beijing hunts down Chinese citizens challenging official coronavirus narrative. This was another guy who was putting out information that contradicted the official numbers from the Communist Party. He was disappeared and now is probably in an internment camp. And I guess Twitter and Facebook have fallen in line with the Chinese government and banned him on social media too. War Room is coming up next. Don't go.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.